I think it's probably a good idea to preferentially say that we do the mRNA vaccine, but there's going to be nuances to this. So now what happened? Essentially, it's a relatively safe vaccine, but there are, out of about 100,000 women, 30 to 49, there's a 1 in 100,000 chance of getting a clot. And so what that means is we have seen clots. There have actually been 54 cases of clots. And very unfortunately, there have been some deaths from those clots, 9 deaths total. So because of that, why have any safety issues? That's why they put it down, at least for women. Now, what I mean by nuance is we don't see this in men. There's kind of a preferential women side effect with this. And so there are going to be people who will want this for their young men, especially since young men can get other side effects from the mRNA vaccines.
We've heard all along from experts that it's more dangerous to go unvaccinated than to get your shots. How does this muddy the waters, if at all?
It is more dangerous to be unvaccinated. There is no question. The hospitalizations and deaths in this country since we've had the vaccines have been predominantly among unvaccinated individuals. But everything has a side effect. And what you're trying to do is minimize side effects and maximize benefit. And especially in women, I absolutely agree. Why not use the mRNA vaccine? It was young women. They halted the distribution of this in April when they were looking into this. Now they have 54 cases. We don't want this. So I think it's for women, it's appropriate. For men, I think that we need it around still, and they're not going to discontinue it. We just need it around if we want it for young men.
We are only about a week away from Christmas now, as everyone knows. What are your general thoughts about the Omicron variant? We have holiday gatherings pretty soon, getting into the dead of winter here. And we keep reading, Dr. Gandhi, about how highly transmissible this thing is. And that is frightening some people.
It is highly transmissible. It's about 2 to 3 times more transmissible than Delta, but it is also more mild. And that really can't be disputed at this point. Data from both the UK out of 4,700 cases, 10 hospitalizations, that's nowhere near the hospitalization ratio we had for Delta. 78,000 cases in South Africa, much fewer hospitalizations, probably 25 times less deaths ultimately, luckily, from this than Delta. It is more mild, and it could be we have more immunity. It could be that it's less virulent. There was a study from the University of Hong Kong. It may not infect lung cells as much. And so there's going to be a lot of cases. But if it's more mild and our vaccines cover it, that is not a bad thing. And that is why these holidays should be more enjoyable than last year's holidays.
And kind of dovetailing off of that, Doctor, the holidays give another opportunity to reach out to unvaccinated relatives. We've all determined that threatening and yelling at them gets you nowhere. What approach do you suggest to coax them to getting into vaccines?
You know, one thing is maybe this will increase trust, this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, not for women, young women. So maybe it'll increase trust from the CDC about the vaccines. Number two, it's been a year. We've had these for a year. We gave out the first one December 14th, 2020, 8.2 billion doses of COVID vaccines have been given out worldwide. That's a lot of data you can tell someone who is waiting for more data. And it really is reassuring that we have generally very safe. And then finally, you know what? Novavax, which is a more traditional vaccine, is going to come to the United States if someone really won't take these other vaccines. But they are good vaccines. And I hope that you can persuade them just from the year's worth of data we have.